on the campus of Winston-Salem State University. WSNC 90.5 FM Jazz and all its colors. I know you probably worried. Well, you didn't worry. You probably wondered, who's on today? Yeah, you know, sometimes things happen. It's the day after the election. Good afternoon, first of all. And I'm glad that you guys are in a great mood to listen to some great jazz. Brian Anthony in for Jim Steele. Let me take care of that part of the business. Now, the cut you just heard was from the album McCoy Tyner Plays Ellington, Mr. Gentle, and Mr. Cool. McCoy Tyner, of course, on the keys, Johnny Pacheco on percussion, Elvin Jones on drums, and Jimmy Garrison on the bass. Before that, a nice piece from Jeff Golub, Cold Sweat, from the album Do It Again. And to kick it off, the 12-minute version, live at the Bijou, Grover Washington Jr. and Summer Song. Brian Anthony with you, Afternoon Jazz. And in keeping with what Jim Steele usually does on Wednesday at 3:30, I thought it would be fitting to continue that and continue to highlight some of the great, and when I say great, I mean great, coming out of Winston-Salem. In the studio today on Try It and Focus for Afternoon Jazz, I have a delight for you. And you know what? Let me give you a little of my history, because I had to think about how I knew you. First of all, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, step up just a little bit closer there. You go, okay, Mom should have told you. She should know that. I met you 10 years ago, maybe. 10 years ago, yes. Rock the Block.
Yes.
And you were part of a dance?
A dance group, yes.
Oh, my God.
Ran by my mom.
Oh, my God. And now we're getting ready to talk about a project that you're working on as a young adult. And let me first say, very proud of you, because we're searching to find ways for your generation to be able to have things to look forward to.
Right.
And for me, for you to be able to step outside of the norm, and take a project and be businesslike about it. Why is my phone on in the studio? To be businesslike about it, let me first commend you. Let me introduce Triad Native. You went to high school?
Yes, I went to high school at Robert B. Glenn High School.
Okay. I'm going to introduce you because I love this name. Sakari Milan.
Yes.
Sakari Milan. Welcome to the studios.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, good, good. So you went to Glenn High School. Okay. And after that, where did you go?
After that, I graduated and I went to UNC Chapel Hill to get my bachelor's degree in global studies.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Good, good. And now you're working for one of the famous production houses in the United States.
Yes, Tyler Perry Studios. I'm very happy to be there. It's a great place to be.
And you work doing what with Tyler?
I work as a production assistant.
Okay.
And so I'm currently there in Atlanta at his studios. And we work, you know, within the COVID bubble.
Okay, good, good. Well, his property is a bubble within itself.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
That's good. And you have a project right now that we're going to get into. You are a writer.
Yes.
You've become a writer.
Mm-hmm.
What inspired this book? First, give me the title of it.
Right. So my new book series actually is called The Tales of Camellia B.
Mm-hmm.
The first book I've released is called The Sea Surfers.
Okay.
And so I graduated UNC Chapel Hill,
mm-hmm.
and I was on a completely different track.
Mm-hmm.
I was headed to work for the government. I was headed to obtain my master's degree, but COVID hit and everything stopped.
How has that affected your operation with the Tyler Perry Production Company? You guys are just on hold right now, I think.
Oh, well, no, I actually hadn't begun working for Tyler at that point because I was on a completely different track.
Okay.
But when COVID hit,
mm-hmm.
you know, I kind of bunkered down and I was like, all right, well, let me like focus on some of my passions,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, you know, the job market wasn't working in my favor. I was just like a new...
I don't think it's working in anybody's
right.
favor right now.
Right. And so, you know, I began to focus on writing. So I'd begun a year before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I began doing that, but amidst the pandemic, there was a totally different virus plaguing our country, mm-hmm. which is racial division, racial tension, and the blatant murdering of our people. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I wanted to make a change. You know, I wanted to be a major actor in this movement, and I kept thinking every day, you know, praying to God, like, how can I use my voice to make a change? How can I reach people? How can I make a long-term change, you know? Because it's tiring for us, watching our people protest, watching our people scream that we matter. It's tiring and it's frustrating. And so
it's really interesting to hear you say it's tiring. Just think about us.
Right.
Okay. This right. has been going on, but
right.
It for me, I love it when I hear youth recognize that there are issues in the country.
Right.
And then figure out different ways to approach addressing them.
Yes.
And that's how the book came about.
Exactly. That's okay. how I birthed this movement.
Okay.
I call the Tales of Camellia Bee a movement
mm-hmm.
Because it's going to change society as we know it. At least I believe.
It's a children's book or?
It's a children's book.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm beginning with our youth, our K through five, mm-hmm. because they're the most innocent, right? They're the most impressionable. And this is when they're learning hate or they're learning love. And so through my books, I'm teaching them love. I'm teaching them unity, and I'm shedding light on a truth that they aren't taught in the mm-hmm. education system.
Wow.
Wow. And so to, yes, and so to give background on the Tales of Camellia Bee, you know, it is highlighting these hidden, deleted, and altered Black leaders and legends in Black history in the African diaspora.
Uh-huh.
These are things our children are not even... they're not even hinting at in the education
wow.
system,
wow.
you know? So
wow.
this is giving us a larger platform than February,
right.
Black History Month.
Right.
This is forcing the education system to recognize that our history matters and our history is history. It should not be the separate thing that they have to include
mm-hmm.
in February.
Mm-hmm.
No, this needs to be taught every day. This needs to be immersed into the curriculum. So that's what my series does. And mm-hmm. it starts with our youth. So... you know, they are the future.
I'm blown away, first of all. Let me catch my breath. That's I love it.
Thank
I
you.
I love it. The Sea Surfers. Tell us about yes. the voyage that the kids take in the book.
Yes, I'm super excited about this book. I released it on Indigenous Peoples Day, known as Christopher Columbus Day, sadly. And so the reason I released it on that day is because this book, The Sea Surfers, highlights King Abubakar II
mm-hmm.
from the Malian Empire.
Mm-hmm.
He traveled from Mali all the way to the Americas in 1311,
mm-hmm.
181 years before Christopher Columbus. Now, this is not taught in our schools. This
okay.
is not taught to our children.
Okay.
Many of us don't even know this. Yes, it debunks the entire narrative taught in the school system. And so Camellia and her little brother and their adorable dog, Grits, follow...
Did you say Grits?
Grits is the dog's name, yes.
Yeah, you're from Winston. Come on. Keep on going. Keep going. Grits is the name. I love it. I love it. Go ahead.
So the book follows, you know, Camellia and her friends basically following the emperor to the Americas. And there she discovers them mixing with the indigenous people, the things they shared... what they discovered while they were there. And most importantly, they realized that these African people, right,
mm-hmm.
traveled to the Americas, mixed and mingled, had a great time, and went back. Or, you know, some of them stayed, but there was no colonization.
Mm-hmm.
There was no murder. There was no rape. You know, there was none of these terrible things that we hear about Christopher Columbus doing to the indigenous people.
Wow.
And that is what's important about this, is that we're showing our children that your ancestors did that. Your ancestors were seafaring navigational experts. When they try to tell you that they're primitive, that they were primitive, that they weren't intelligent, that they weren't as far advanced as Europeans. No, we were far ahead.
Now, the way that you're presenting this, it's adult, very adult. Now, the book has illustrations.
Right.
And the storyline. Right. How many pages are in the book?
36. Yes.
So I'm loving this.
So it's told in a very childlike manner.
In full color.
Very fun. It's very fun. It's full of adventure, full of color. It's vibrant. Kids are mesmerized by it. And it's the
kids. I'm sitting up here looking at all the colors in this.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Yes, and that's
the illustrations. That's who did the illustration? You did the illustrations, or
no?
Somebody else?
So I actually partnered with an illustrator.
Okay.
And so basically, what I would do is I would sketch what I wanted, mm-hmm. Including the characters. So I created all the characters and whatnot. But he, you know, took what I had and applied his artistic ability. And so
I'm blown away.
That is the beauty about the book, though, is that it's rich, deep, complex history made for a child to understand, to completely absorb.
It celebrates, you know.
I love it.
Tell them what it celebrates.
I love it. Mama's in the background making sure you cover everything. Everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, parents, grandparents, like, I have two granddaughters who are celebrating a birthday a week apart. One was Friday. The other is coming up this week.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about getting this book for both of them, but I'm going to get them each a copy so that each of them can have their copy, and I want you to sign it for me.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Yes, 100%.
But where can people get the book, or where can people view what you have going on?
Right.
Social media.
Oh, yeah. So you can...
There's many books to come.
Right, yeah. So
she's from radio. She knows better to be jumping in right. on my conversation. But anyway, right. but go ahead.
Right, right. So the series, there are many, many, many books to come. I have over 26 that are just ready to go, ready
okay.
to come out.
Okay.
And so I wanted to also mention that this book is very important for Black children specifically because it will uplift them, it will inspire them. And it will allow them to identify with the past.
I love
something
it.
Something they're unable to do right now it. In our schools.
I love it.
In their classrooms.
I love it.
But for all other children, it's just as important because this teaches
it
them
teaches.
Cultural tolerance.
Yeah, it
right.
Teaches. It teaches.
It teaches them unity. It teaches them to understand their peers, their Black peers. And in turn, God willing, what I'm trying to do with my book series is increase, you know, racial solidarity for the future. And so that's why it's important for all children. And it's very important that all educators and parents have this book in their classrooms and in their households.
I love it.
But yes, you can find the book at www.sakarimilan.com, also Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and various other global retailers. You can also keep up with me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Sakari Milan. And that's SakariMilan. And you can also keep up with all of Camellia's adventures on all of her social media, The Tales of Camellia B.
I love it. So what we're going to do also is make sure that there's a link on our social media pieces.
Okay.
WSNC Public Radio 90.5 FM. Give me maybe another 30 minutes and I'll get a link up there for people to review what you're all about. And then figure out a way how to get to you to if they are interested in this book. And I can't figure. I mean, I applaud you, first of all, because you could be doing so many other things in mainstream, following the crowd. And you've stepped out and you are carving your own path.
Yes.
So my hat's off to you.
I'm carving the path for us.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
yeah.
fighting for my people. And you know, like the saying goes, I'm rooting for everybody Black.
Yeah, I got you.
And so I also I want everyone to stay tuned because I'm currently in development of a cartoon series based on the book series.
I love it.
And so that will be on screens for, you know, all children to absorb this very important history. And it's going to be we're making history fun. At the end of the day, we're making history fun and it's important.
Good.
So.
Sakari Milan, thank you for stopping by and shocking me 10 years later.
Yes, thank you.
No,
thank
I love
you.
It. I love seeing you do well and much success to you as well.
Thank you so
right.
much.
Anything we can do to help, you know, we will do that.
Yeah.
We get back to the jazz. Let's get into some Brian Culberson. Hopefully that I'll get that information up on our Facebook page. And then later on, we'll put a link on our website as well.